Negro got it. Did you talk about Big Baby on the mic?
It's a vibe all the time. It's a vibe all the time. It's no surprise. Can't look me in my eyes. They wanna see me fall, cause they know I'm on the rise.
It's a vibe all the time.
Surprise, can't look me in my eyes. They wanna see me fall, cause they know I'm on the rise.
It's a vibe.
Yes, yes, it's definitely a vibe. Welcome back to Vibrate Higher. I'm Queen Rich, joined by my lovely co-host, Lissa Renee. What the fuck is up, y'all, man? I'm excited to be back here. A little time change. You know, we kind of aired a little late. We got shit going on with schedules at work. You know, we do live a daily life, so we kind of have to manage this thing we have here with you guys on the side. So welcome back to Frequency Sunday, y'all. Y'all know it's going down. We have a light discussion. Also, some music that we can vibe on. We're going to take it back a little bit to an era that me and my co-host, you know, kind of, we was fucking with. We kind of reminiscing tonight. But, Lissa, how you doing today? How was your day today?
First off, I just want to say that song is awful. Rock make my stomach hurt. Like, her voice, like, that beat was knocking. Don't get me wrong. But that 808 in her voice in itself, it was a low vibration. Not letting it kill the vibe, though. I just think she is a freaking character. Yeah, peace and love to all of you beautiful motherfuckers. Shit has really been great, you know, a lot of changes, but we must adapt. And like Queen Rich said, and shout out to you for, you know, the pushback in the schedule, because it was my schedule, and, you know, I said 7, and you was like, no, 7:30, and I'm so glad you said that, because I didn't get off until 7 today, and I was so irritated, but, again, everything has been great, you know, even with this podcast, and I feel like, and I know I might say this a lot, but I don't care how hard shit gets, like, once your mind is made up, your body follows, and I promise you, like, it will all fall into place. And Charles Wendell, he said, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. And it's just been, I've been living by that today. Like, that's been my lesson for today. And, you know, I did have to work today. It's a little bit different working on Sundays. But, you know, I'm ready to get some shit started. So with that being said, I'm ready to jump into tonight's show. But I wanted to see, you know, how was your day going? What's new with you?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm glad you just said what you said, you know, the reacting part. We got to, like, y'all better learn. I'm telling you, shit don't even be half as bad as if the bad shit be how you react to it. All that panicking and running around with your head cut off and shit don't even be that serious. I'm telling you, there's always a way. You got to trust and believe in source, and you're going to be straight. I promise you, shit going to fall into place like my co-host said, and that's how my life has been going, you know, for a while now. But anywho, today, girl, you remember, okay, well, I don't know if you remember or not, but I got rollerblades for my birthday. And today I finally, you know, put my screws in and got out there on them. And I fell twice, but, you know, we get back up. I laughed so hard. Like, I'm talking about, it was so fun. Baby was there. She was there holding me and said, helping me up and all of that. She just laughing and giggling. I don't care. I had fun, girl. I felt like a big-ass kid again. It was just so nice. Today was a great, beautiful day. I had this planned all week. I'll check the weather, girl. I'm a weather watcher. So I had it planned, girl. I got up at 3, you know, because I take naps and stuff like that on my off days. But got up, went out there, girl, and I'm talking about I had me a time. It was great. It was so great.
It's always good to channel that inner child, you know, especially when you don't get to be a child growing up. So that's good. I wanted to see, did she skate with you?
No, she doesn't have any. She doesn't have, she said she want a bike, so I'm going to have to buy her a bike. I'm going to be holding on to the back of you. You know how we used to do in the projects. Hold
Hell
on to
yeah.
the feet. Hell yes. So, I hope y'all ready for this light discussion. And I say light, but, hey, we can go as deep as you want to. Anywho, could you date someone that creates OnlyFans content? Could y'all be with an OnlyFans person, a content creator? Or, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say what I don't want to speak first. I'm asking you. I want you to think about this first because I know you was excited for the topic. Before you answer, though, do you consider it a form of prostitution or creativity? Because content creator means you're creating something, you know, some content for people to whatever the fuck. But, you know, how do you look at this? How do you view this?
First off, you got my fucking heart pounding. I hate to be the one to answer this first. I just need to hit the blunt. I look at it two ways because, like, it depends because, you know, in life we grow, we learn, we whatever. So I feel like there was a time that I would want some shit like this for me and want somebody to accept me because I would say, you know, this is who I am. I'm not to say, like, I've done it, but, like, It's been a thought, but I know you said think on it in breaking down content, you know, creators. And I'm really laughing on the inside at the form of creativity because I don't know. I feel like we just got to run through it real quick. And I ain't going to be before y'all long. I know this ain't church, but I ain't going to be before y'all long. I just want to say while I'm running through there, ask yourself, why would you want to date someone with OnlyFans content? So I was thinking, I had to think long and hard about this. Because, again, there was a time where I would want some shit like this for me and want a motherfucker to just be okay with it. Not that we had OnlyFans back then, but I've thought about the porn industry. You know what I'm saying? So as of now, like speaking now, no, I would not date anyone with the OnlyFans content. Like, I don't give a fuck. And there would be absolutely no reason to. Like, I feel like it's definitely a form of prostitution, but a lot of shit in this world is. And that's not to knock nobody hustle. Now, I've been asked to do porn. You know, I was offered $20,000, $10 up front, and $10 after the movie was made. And they wanted like 4 to 5 hours of content, you know, very professional, but I declined because I feel like, well, I know it wasn't worth the mental headaches and the possible health issues down the line. So I feel like it's the same fucking thing. Even with your partner, people don't even be taken off like that, but you got to deal with the negative comments. You got to deal with the diseases. And sometimes it's not even other partners being involved. It's cleaning properly or being extra nasty because you can and that's who you're with. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna lie, like when you with somebody, you with them and you just do some nasty ass shit. So like then you know, you think about it in love or for fun, we make content for memories, not the world to see. And if a motherfucker loves you like they say they do, even if you're included in the content, why would the world need to be seeing what y'all do in the privacy of your home? And most people, I feel like most people would say for money, but when you think about it, it's for attention. And we see this shit every day. Like, and I'm a naked by nature ass person myself. So if I post a video in my dance clothes or pics, you know what I'm saying? I'm not always dressed like a fucking nun. But bitches get on Facebook and Instagram and post half-naked pictures, and as soon as somebody jumps in the inbox, it's a problem. but look at what you're promoting. I feel like in this life, a lot of people just want attention and they go about it the wrong way. Now, don't get me wrong. Sex isn't the only content on OnlyFans, but anybody with high vibrations ain't fucking with it for what it is and for what it represents. If motherfuckers really be tapped in, they know that's not the way to go. But we are human and we are easily distracted and tempted, and some people have to go to that shit, but that shit is demonic. I mean, it's just like porn. And again, we all get tempted and we do these things, but look where the fuck it be leaving you. Just be leaving you horny and intimo shit. And so I feel like in this, you know, coming from a person that used to host Vibe Sex, like, because I used to host it, and I feel like, I don't know if that was for attention. I don't know, because, you know, there were no cameras around. I feel like sex is very sacred either way. And with your eyes being the window to your soul, we got to watch our intake and watch what we partake in. And have I ever thought about it? You know, I have, but what would I be doing it for? Like, to go viral, for views? Never mind the fact once it's posted, it's up. You know, it's around for years. There's no getting that shit off the internet. Kim Kardashian is famous, and her son found porn on a fucking video game, her porn. So with all this new technology, motherfuckers be posting it to one thing, and it end up posting worldwide with free access because the same rules don't apply in all areas. But I feel like at the ending and beginning of each day, I don't care about what people do enough to judge them. So I'm hoping that I'm not sounding judgmental. It's just like a no for me. Like, the old me, hell yeah. Like, that shit right up my alley. Me now? No, hell no. But again, those are my thoughts and my views. Queen Rich, what do you think?
Okay, so how I'm going at this, just how you said, old me definitely would. I've dated a prostitute. I told you that before. But for it to be how I see it on, you know, camera, you know, not even just worried about just because you, it's, I feel like moralist depending on the shit you're putting up there. Now, I don't have a problem with feet shit. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Dance shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But it's to a certain extent to where, if you pop, you really showing, you know, all that, because, I mean, male or female, like, it's real life porn, you know what I'm saying? If people are paying, I think the creativity, to me, comes in and you getting motherfuckers to actually pay you for some shit for videos, just like the porn, I mean, without the porn industry, you know what I mean? I mean, it's an industry, it's in the porn industry or whatever, but you ain't having to sign no motherfucking contracts dealing with, like you said, diseases and things of that nature, like that. So, to an extent, yeah, prostitution, you know, just because what is prostitution? You get paid for sexual activities or whatever the fuck. Yeah, but creativity is in getting motherfuckers to buy the shit. But like I said, me being in a relationship with who I'm in a relationship now, I'd rather it be, if you want to post dance, like if she was to post dance videos on Facebook and she get a million something motherfucking views or some shit, yeah, I want motherfuckers to pay for that. Goddamn, I want the money to come with that goddamn shit, yeah. But at the end of the day, it's not needed. It's all, I used to be so motherfucking money hungry. Like, when you at that point or you vibrate that low to where you do anything for some motherfucking money, man, like, it gets that deep. It really gets that deep. But yeah, to me, and I don't know if that's just the fucking hustler in me, because, man, I done sold everything from goddamn dirt to motherfucking water. And the shit, like, when you in that motherfucking mode, when you in that, when you live that lifestyle, yeah, shit, it does not matter. You want the money. And I think a lot of people, it be the money for a lot of people.
It's the money.
At the same time, though, thinking about what you're doing and what you're putting out there, and, you know, the possibility of your kids coming across it, that's a bit, that plays a big factor. Like, you gotta weigh it in, like which one you want to go with, because it ain't just money you receiving. You receiving all types of shit. But that's just me. I ain't the one to judge. Get your money.
No, and like you said, Because I ain't even going to lie, like, back then, like, but I feel like, I know you say the creativity is where you get people to buy your shit. If you want to be that creative, ho, go get on the blade. Go make that money for real. But, but seriously, I used to, like, do shit like that. Like, I wasn't just like, no, hey, this is what I do. But, like, random people would just be like, hey, what you think about selling a picture of your feet? And somebody hit me up and they was like, this messing dude got $100. He was like, put some baby oil on your feet and send it to this nigga. And he cashed out me the money or whatever. And, you know, I've done shit like that, but I'm not for no world now. Send it to you, and I know who my shit is sent to. So, bitch, if it's out there, I know who to come look for. But, you know what I'm saying? She paid me for the shit. And
Pictures is easy, though.
Shit, you gonna give me $50 for the minimum. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn if you want to see me lift up my goddamn dress. You gonna, $50 will be the minimum. But that's
listen,
what I used to do.
Let me tell you. No, because that's how you rob a trick. They want pictures. You find somebody else motherfucking pictures and send them. Thirsty ass.
Boom.
Just like that. Titties and all. Bitch, you want to see some titties? You send a picture of somebody else, goddamn. That's really how you. Really
you got to go check a trick. You got to go search, like, page 57. Don't go to the first, second, third page. You got to dig for
the page.
Make sure the skin is blended and everything, and then send that shit. You got your money already. What can you do? You turned on, you want it. I got my money. Oh, well.
I don't know. I think I would. I don't know. I wouldn't want to. I don't want to be. I don't want my girl being a stripper. I don't want to be with a stripper. Is that the same thing? Because
to be a stripper. That shit made me nervous.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, you know.
I don't know. That's
would
hard.
Would you rather this? Would you rather that? Because shit comes with every.
I'd rather you get a job.
Simple as that.
Can we get a job or start a business? Why we got a strip? Do some yoga. Like, you can do pole classes. Teach that shit. Don't be just doing it to show motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Teach people how to do it or something. Like, use
exactly.
that talent for something. Because I think stripping is a talent.
Twerking is a talent. This is white women. White women would love to go to a twerk class and get taught how to motherfucking twerk. That's where the money is at. Y'all just don't even motherfucking. You ain't even got
to
be on camera.
That's where the money is at. That's where it's at. And you charge $20 per person. And you do this shit two times a week. You don't even have to do it that many times, but two times a week, I mean, get you at least 10 people. Come on, man. I want
to
start back doing that shit. I think this is confirmation.
Big, bitch. You got to think big, bitch. Well, yes. So, okay, well, there you go. There goes RMPs, views. You got your own, whatever. Hey, that ain't what we're here for. We ain't here to judge. We ain't here to do none of that shit. Do what the fuck you want to do. Live your life. Just know shit come with that. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and jump into the playlist. Lissa, you want to go on and introduce the first song?
Yeah, but before we jump into music, I just wanted to ask, like, what was your process for picking your list this go around? Because, like, when I first looked at the lineup, I noticed it was some triple D shit into, like, you know, the last song. But again, it took me back to high school when people would perform in the talent shows, and I was just like, is this where she's going with it? And I didn't want to just assume. So I was like, what was the process of picking this list?
That exactly. Reminiscing. It's just things is not the same. Things are not the same. Like, this shit is just with these kids coming up, it's different. Even boys was in the talent show, you know, rapping and whatever, singing, whatever. Nowadays kids is in these streets for real. Or, you know, in the little girls is in gossip, or, you know, we have a lot. I mean, I ain't saying that teen pregnancy wasn't a thing then, but it's gotten, the ages is, I mean, it just ain't the same. Kids ain't being kids no more. I'm going to say this. I was a kid in high school. I got pregnant, and a teen mom, all of that. I got pregnant while I was in high school, but let me tell you this. I was active as in these activities, these festivities, all that shit. Goddamn me, athletics, fucking talent show, all that. Girl, I remember how live we had the auditorium when we came through that motherfucker. Like, I don't know, but this music, it just had me reminiscing. Like, you don't see it no more. And it's sad because I wanted my kids to experience this shit. Like, you know, Tom, King, and Queen, they might still do that type of shit, but who knows? Some fucking outbreak or something, you know, might come and destroy that for them. Who knows? But talent show, that was fucking legit. I had so much fun. That was the best time of my motherfucking life.
Facts. And it was live. I do remember. And so I really didn't want to just bite off the music. Didn't want to, you know, do too much Dallas Boogie. But, of course, I wanted to keep the funk parade going. So I got this song from one of my Facebook friends. You know, he works with artists like T-Pain and Nivea. I forgot the others, but he's known in Dallas for producing and making beats. And so I wanted to, you know, still keep it dedicated to, you know, the Dallas area. It's a little off of your timeline, but I want to get into this song. This is Tommy Versace, Act Right. Yeah. And I feel like I'm going to start throwing local and surrounded music in, you know, surrounding music from artists in my playlist if I vibe to it, so people listening, you can send us your music. But again, that was Tommy Versace, Act Right, and he is from the Dallas area. And he sent me this song like 3 years ago back when I was doing promo videos, and I've been in love with it ever since. It reminded me of everybody slow grinding and getting freaked out at the parties and me being too scared to dance because I was bow-legged. But Queen Rich, have you heard it before, and what are your thoughts?
No, I haven't actually heard that song before. Girl, I don't – I like the lyrics though. I'm Act Right because I be feeling like I be having giving my baby that Act Right because she be thinking she can have an attitude and stuff. But now I'm just quitting. Like, you know, high school wise, like, you know how motherfuckers get that little attitude and think, shake that little tail a little bit, make you want to jump on them. That's what I thought about when I heard the song. But I never heard the song at all. I want to know, what year is that?
What shit, 2020?
That's why. I'm thinking it's a throwback or something, but no, I haven't heard that one yet, not at all. But yes, please, I was going to ask you about, you know, local artists and music and stuff like that, see how you felt, you know, because we have talked about it before, but I think we should because we do have a world. I feel like shit all across the world. A lot of we have listeners, and hey, if your music is good, send it in. I mean, we're gonna talk about it. If it ain't, if it is, whatever, we're gonna give you props. If it ain't, we're gonna say something. But send it in. You know what I'm talking about? Send it in. Y'all know what it is. This next one, this is Hit That Hope. I had to go on all the way back. Hit That Hole by T-Rail and Prince Rick.
Your boy stay fresh, little bitch. They looking at my moves, trying to steal a nigga shit. Your boy stay fresh, little bitch. They looking at my moves, trying to steal a nigga shit. They call me Mr. Hit That Hole. 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 When I hit them blues, shorty, woo.
Alabama's number one DJ, DJ Outlaw is in the building.
Tell me what you know about it. When I hit the flow, shorty, woo.
my whole playlist. If any of these songs that I play that are mine tonight that are played in the club, I'm going to dance. I don't give a fuck how old I am. I don't know what's wrong with people. Like, if you know, I don't go out often, so when I do, I want to have a good time. And I feel like people just don't have good times anymore. Like, I don't know. They may think drinking and falling out and getting so intoxicated with drugs and alcohol is fun, but no, I like to dance. I like to release that energy and jig and hop around the club and bounce around the club and fuck everybody. You hear me?
It's funny you say that because I started to add that song to the playlist, but unlike you, when I go out, like a lot of people, because they see me dance on Facebook, they think I'm a twerk, but I feel like I'm a jigger in public. Like I ain't doing all that pussy popping. I keep that to in home, but I do sometimes post it. But song, it took me back to Club Chameleon when when I fucked Marcus for the first time, and he danced in the club. Like he had came down here, and he danced to this song in the club, and all them bitches was on him. But I couldn't trip because I was dating Marvin, even though I walked in the club with Marcus, and Marvin did happen to be in the club at the same fucking time. But those were the real days, you know, when Dallas Boogie was alive, you know?
Hell yeah. I'm still jigging. I'm jigging till the day I pass.
Girl, you know, and on this next track, I love to believe that they wanted women to be able to twerk because this is when, you know, twerk was up and rising. We used to call that shit popping. And so I love how they kept the Dallas Boogie in it as well. And so I want to go back to Club Crush days. And this is Trap Stars. I don't know if you remember them, but this is Like a Pro.
Looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. I hear she playing with my mind the way she getting it on the floor. Looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. Looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. Looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. I hear she playing with my mind the way she getting it on the floor. Okay, now grind, move that thing around. Move that thing around. Move that thing around.
Right here, nigga, might be wifey type. That apple that she got make a nigga wanna take a fight. Hey, man, she a fool with it, working in them heels. Your mama know what to do with it, go ahead and work. And show him how it go. Cause she looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. Yeah, she dancing like a pro. Like she on the sour train, plus she good as she fly. Tattoos across that frame, go ahead and bounce it up. Move that thing around. Hands on your knees.
Like a stallion and dancing like a pro. Looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. Looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. I hear she playing with my mind the way she getting it on the floor. Okay, now grind, move that thing around. Grind, move that thing around. Grind, move that thing around. Grind, move that thing around.
I don't know her name, but I know she told. Who came with her, but we need to roll. Think she might be rolling already, I don't know. Drop it, let me see it. Ooh, we said go. Hey, looking like a stallion, something like a Clydesdale. Yeah. Bro, look at them thighs, yeah. Bro, look at them eyes, yeah. Bro, look at her nose ring. Yeah, I like the little things. Plus, I like them jazz up. You know what I mean? Jazzy yellow girl, jazzy brown. Jazzy chocolate, drop it to the ground. Jazzy brown, jazzy chocolate, drop it to the ground. Hey, looking like a
stallion and dancing like a pro. I looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. I looking like a stallion and dancing like a pro. I see she playing with my mind the way she getting it on the floor. Okay, now grind, move that thing around.
Throw a shoulder ass, get the deal. From the wheel, she'll bust it open, and she bring it back. And when she do, I be ready to get that big thing a smash. Do the paper chaser, lock up, a 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 lock up. I said, walk like the road, ass ain't like they'll know. How she get it real low on the floor, she gon' throw. How you do that, like Lil Whoop. Lil Mama ain't bad, Lil Mama is the truth. Don't give me that neck.
Now that was my shit back in the day. I say like I'm more like a jigger, but if that song came on in the club, I was shaking my ass all the time. I love that song. Queen Rich, do you remember that one?
I surely do. I remember dancing in the cages at Crush to all of this music.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm talking about we used to go to the club crushing packs and being that whole like stomp the yard and all of that, doing routines and shit through the club. That shit was so fun. That was I'm telling you, that was the best time of my life, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was some good old times. And this music just keeps on taking me back. So this next one, I don't know if y'all ever heard it, but this is Damn D, Love Me.
Bad nigga, she just love me. Watch me ride by, wanna fuck me. See me in the club, wanna fuck me. Yes, that's why you mad and wanna fuck me.
When I come down, they just love me. Certified player, they gon' hate me. True hood nigga, I bet you dig me. Got the money in the chain, now you're jocking me. I'm a D-town representative, I got the D behind me. I'm just so in the mood. All day on the block and I'm grinding. And I got a little money and I'm shining.
Bad nigga, she just love me. Watch me ride by, wanna fuck me. See me in the club, wanna fuck me. If that's why you mad and wanna fuck me. Bad nigga, she just love me.
Loving it, man.
Watch me ride by, wanna fuck me.
God, oh boy.
In the city, you better peep me.
Yeah.
At first she didn't like me, now she wants me.
Yeah.
When I dropped it in a spot, it was 53. When I took it back out, yeah, it's worth the 83. Big paper flip, it's just in me.
Yeah.
I'm a NFL nigga, ain't no change in me.
Yeah.
My mama Miss Rich, she say she loves me.
Yeah.
The girls do too, but ain't no Dougie.
Yeah.
Watch me ride by, wanna fuck me. See me in the club, wanna fuck me. If that's why you mad and wanna fuck me. Bad nigga, she just love me. Watch me ride by, wanna fuck me. See me in the club, wanna fuck me. If that's why you mad and wanna fuck me.
All you dry ass niggas, stay away from me. To my nigga Pimp C, let him rest. Looking for a bad chick.
Yeah.
She can be independent or a Section 8 chick.
Yeah.
I hustle, hustle, hustle. I'm dead so street. Grit boy, money boy. Damn D.
Yeah.
The club, I got Rico with and my boy run done. Yeah, we live at GG. I'm flying a bitch. Yeah, I know you see me. You geeking, geeking, geeking on ecstasy. Man, I'm on fire. Ain't no stopping me. Nigga, fuck you. You gotta pay me. Dallas, Texas is my city. Just in me. I'm out to get money. Hater, watch me.
Girl, that shit, if that shit don't make you want to jig, Dougie, all that shit, man, I don't know what will. Because, I mean, that just, that's exactly what that song is for.
Now, I love that song. And you know how people say you just had to be there? Like, this is that shit. Like, you just had to be there back when William Park was jumping and Better Park, you know, it had its moment.
Yeah.
And we can't forget about the car wash, you know, slabs riding through the east, banging and shit. Like, and then even in the club, like, when the Kappas, like, when the Steppers would do this shit, like, I used to love College Night, like, when they would come out and dance to this. Like, this shit get you live. And, yeah, I like that. And there's some shit that I listen to, you know, to this day is not, you know, just back then. And this next song, it's a little different, but I feel like it wouldn't be a Dallas Boogie or a Twerk Fest without Mr. Throw That Ass in the Circle himself. But
yeah.
I didn't want to hear that song because they played it the fuck out so much. And, you know, his other music is so hard to find because, you know, he pulled most of his old shit from YouTube. But I searched high and low. It's Lil Ronnie section. So you already know that I love how he used that Pretty Ricky sample in the background, but I think he is a fucking genius. And I remember, like, my sister was putting people on the little Ronnie because I used to think he was crazy. This is shit that he used to say in his music. And my little cousins had got a a concert, and they brought him down here to Wichita. You should have seen all them little bitty bitches sweating their hair out trying to get that $100. Girl, I pulled several of my cousins up off the ground. And, baby, you know about to get that money. I ain't no hater. If you can dance, go for what you know. But don't be embarrassing yourself because you hear – you know, you saying you hear them get it and them A's, but some of them A's be nice, but people don't get it. But anyway, Queen Rich, what you think of that one?
Listen, I'm not lying. I never heard it, but that shit was live as hell. The way he mixed that fucking Pretty Ricky in there had me over here. But for real, like, that was dope. And I feel like that music, all this music from that era was ahead of his time. You said he pulled his music off YouTube. I don't fucking blame him, shit. These people taking folks' music and putting it on TikTok and making dances to it that the songs clearly wasn't for. I see the damn TikTok. What song was they? The Dougie song. They done made a whole dance to it. Bitch, that's not the Dougie. So stop. Mm-hmm. It's pissing me off. Is that why he pulled it, you think?
No, he got some music, but it's just like all of his music is not there. Like, you might find like maybe 12 to 15 old songs, but you find mostly his new stuff. But, you know, back then, that's when Dallas was jigging, and I guess they're not doing that shit no more, so I don't know why he pulled it. I don't know. I'm still a fan of that era. Like, I really do like the jigging and the Dallas boogie. They need to bring that shit back.
They sure do. And you know what? I don't feel like the club was getting shot up as much when that type of music was being. Niggas was dancing. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was jigging out there. Wasn't nobody worried about nothing. Nobody shooting and all of that. Like, it literally was not like this. I feel like clubs now is just motherfuckers standing around hating. That's where they meet people that they, you know, could have seen at the store, but they choose to fight them and do all this extra shit at the club. You know, when they see him there, you know, this extra ass shit. But I don't know. I don't know. But this one right here, this gonna make you get up. This one will make you get up. This is Stanky Leg by the GS Boys.
Say outside to my beat. Say, I got my G5 boys with me, dig. Prince Charming and my boy Slee. We got this new dance, y'all, you dig. I holla, bitch, I'm wild. Oh, no. Do the stanky leg.
Don't forget, bitch, I'm wild. Oh, no. Do the stanky leg. On the floor with our jiggy. Bring your leg, watch your shoulders, drop it to your feet. Do the spanky leg, watch me snap and grab my knee. Just hopped out the coop, but I don't chicken noodle soup. I wanna see you drop and shake that whoop-dee-doo.
Drop it.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Shake it.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Drop it.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Shake it.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Girl, if that ain't no workout, I kind of understand now at this age or whatever. You know, I'm trying to forget about it, but the body, that shit was hard.
You was up doing that?
Hell yeah.
You know, this song was the beginning of my dance career. Like, I always danced in my head, but again, I was afraid of what it would look like. You know, and I was working in the office. This was back in high school. And again, this was when YouTube was fresh as well. And I told myself, you got to have some type of rhythm. And I practiced this shit longer than I should have due to me being scared, bow-legged, and pigeon-toed. But I went home and I showed my sisters and they were shocked. And I feel like I've been dancing ever since. But it's so funny because the first time I danced, I was 17 years old. but yeah. I do thank you for that memory. That song takes me back, yeah. But that shit was funny. I could hear how you came back on. It was like, yeah, she done did this shit. No. You know, but my last song for tonight is a throwback, you know, twerk song. But I like to thank, you know, Bay City for putting us on to some freak shit, into some twerkulating ass music. And I'm going to just get into it. You already know who it is when you hear it. I feel like you're going to love it. And so, yeah.
So, Yin Yang, what are you going to do 2 years after Whistle While You Twerk?
She got her hands on her knees and then her bows on her thigh. She like to twerk and that's for certain because I can see how she fine. She got me hype, I want to bite it right now, yeah, yeah. Hey, ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey. You can show Chanel, make that ass clap. Niggas in the club spinning dudes when it's bad. Sticking real fine, standing by nine. High heels on, right on time. Goddamn, look at all that she making that ass pickle. I like the way it wobbity, wobbity when it wiggle. She making a cheat. See, she's scared to get on the phone to show her ass and titty. If she's doing it quite right, I might just give her 50. I've been drinking in the tea, so I'm down to tipsy. I know them hoes in the club ain't twerking for free. If she dancing like she should, she'll make her money. I like the freaking assholes to do that for me. Oh, shit, that bitch don't fit in my teeth. She got her hands all on her knees and then her bows on her thigh. She like to twerk and that's for certain, cause I can see how she fine. She got me hype, I wanna bite it right now, yeah, yeah. Say, ah, yeah, 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 yeah. She got her hands all on her knees and then her bows on her thigh. She like to twerk and that's for certain, cause I can see how she fine. She got me hype, I wanna bite it right now, yeah, yeah. Say, ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey. In the club, let me see your ah, yeah, yeah. Blue flame, let me see your ah, yeah, yeah. Man in city, let me see your ah, yeah, yeah. Body tap, let me see your ah, yeah, yeah. Candy teeth, let me see your ah, yeah, yeah. Good old pleasers, let me see your ah, yeah, yeah. School hoes, let me see your ah, yeah, yeah. And if you ain't working, bitch, bye, yeah, 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 yeah. Shorty, let me see you shake it on the floor. Good naked show, stopping, pussy popping. Damn, I like the way you take it up and down. Side to side, round and round, touch the ground. There you go, there you go. I gotta make your pants go. Cut the pole, put some toes. Let me see that ass roll on in the booty club. Shorty, take it for the club. I spiked it, so I might strip your ass a little something. Make that pussy pull a plug. She got her hands all on her knees and then her bows on her thigh. She like to twerk and that's for certain, cause I can see how she fine. She got me hype, I wanna bite it right now, yeah, yeah. Say, ah, yeah, 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 yeah. She got her hands all on her knees and then her bows on her thigh. She like to twerk and that's for certain, cause I can see how she fine. She got me hype, I wanna bite it right now, yeah, yeah. Say, ah, shaking ass like a real freak, trying to get the motherfucking ends meet. Don't be trying to motherfucking tease me, cause I'm about tipped on a Hennessy. But I still give you a dub though, but you gotta shake that ass
work that cat. Put the poppin', shout it, droppin', say she gon' get no. See her average every day, go by me, she's no. Fuck them niggas, who them niggas that be hatin' on the guys. They in the club, make the throne screamin', aye, aye, aye. She got her hands all on her knees and then her foes on her side. She like to twerk and that's for certain, cause I can see how she fly. She got me hype, I wanna bite it right now, aye, aye, aye. Say, aye, 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 aye. Hey, got her hands all on her knees and then her foes on her side. She like to twerk and that's for certain, cause I can see how she fly. She got me hype, I wanna bite it right now, aye, aye, aye. Say,
is my shit. I really do love that song. You know, that was my last song for the night. How do you feel when you hear that song? I feel like that's a good song. And, you know, a lot of people like to say, oh, they can twerk, or a lot of people call themselves that. But I like to think they are some of the ones that started this shit along with, you know, Uncle Luke. But I like that song.
Uncle Luke, they was popping back then. Twerking, that started with them. Yes, I agree. That song, Whistle While You Twerk, all that shit, yes, it started there. But, yes, that song, that was my sister's favorite fucking song, girl. You know, if you know anything about, you know my sister, who she is. She's a shy little girl. That used to be. She couldn't really dance, you know, I ain't gonna lie. She knows she ain't got no rhythm, but that was her shit, girl. You should have seen how she used to dance to that song. That's just so funny to me. That's what that song reminded me of my sister, girl, when she used to get down back in the day. My last song is a twerk song, too. This is Trampoline Booty. K-Stylus.
Pretty boy,
pretty boy,
beat,
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 beat, beat,
beat, beat. I saw that jumpy jump.
Jumpy jump that booty. Somebody 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 jump that booty.
So yeah, there you have it. That was the playlist for tonight. Listen, before I close this bitch out, you got anything else to put on the mic for us?
No, just the usual, you know, come back and fuck with us Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I enjoy that track. I love K-Style. I'm going to have to get ready to dance some more.
Girl, I got down. Pulled a muscle trying to see if I can twerk still. I think I'm going to keep it in the chair when I go out next time. Again, we out. Thank y'all for listening tonight on Vibrate Higher. Y'all join us again on Tuesday, 7:30 Central Standard Time. Thank you all. We love you. Peace.
Yeah, you know, got a big-ass hip, God damn.
Got the fire.